Conference, good morning. With no executive, Stormont in stalemate, and Westminster in an ongoing state of paralysis, the role local government has to play is back centre stage in a way it never has been since the Northern Ireland Assembly was established in the late 1990s. With increased responsibilities as a result of the reform process, which created 11 new councils on the 1st of April 2015, mandatory power sharing, new checks and balances, and a renewed sense of purpose, the importance of local government and the ability for councils to effect change should not be underestimated. But for change to happen, it requires people to step forward. I'm therefore delighted to see so many new faces courageously and passionately putting themselves forward for election on the 2nd of May. Alliance has a fantastic slate of candidates ready to lead change for everyone. And this morning, it will be my pleasure to introduce just a few of them. Each of them will tell you a little more about themselves and their vision for the local areas, where they're seeking election in just over 8 weeks' time. But before I do, I thought I would say a little bit of my experience to date, and I hope that doesn't scare them off. It's been an honour and privilege to serve the people as a councillor for the last 9 years. Firstly, on North Down Borough Council since 2010, as Mayor of North Down from 2013 to 2014, and then on the merged Ards and North Down Borough Council from 2015, representing the Hollywood and Clandeboye area. Working for local people and communities on issues of concern is, frankly, the bread and butter life of a councillor, and I really, really love it. The year before I joined council, I had taken up running, and I was finding 5K and 10K distances just right. But as the years have progressed, I have learnt that you need to be in it for the long haul and develop a real sense of endurance. I've now ran 9 marathons and apply myself to the role of councillor in the same way as I do to the legendary 26.2 miles with commitment, determination and experience to get achievements over the line in the quickest time possible. In the case of dealing with the DUP, it's a bit like running an ultra marathon in gale force 10 winds and hailstones, but the tactics of improvise, adapt and overcome seem to work. I could talk a lot here today about the ridiculousness of the DUP and Ards and North Down Borough Council. Whether it's their decision to vote against the lighting of Ards Town Hall in rainbow colours for just one day a year, or voting against audio recording of council committee meetings. One of the reasons, by the way, was because the public could be confused if the audio recording was published. That was one of their arguments. But the list is too long, and on these and many other issues, they are on the wrong side of public opinion. And dare I say it, in relation to LGBT issues and other matters relating to minorities and women, the wrong side of history too. On both the lighting of Ards Town Hall and the audio recording of committee meetings, Alliance was successful in securing support from other councillors and ensured these decisions passed, with council following the right path towards open, inclusive and a transparent future. We're rightly proud of these achievements, but as 7 out of 40 councillors, we haven't always been successful. Our ability to effect change has, however, been proven to be much better than the DUP's very own STD, strength to deliver for those who are unaware. For successes to occur, we need a strong and cohesive team. And over the last 5 years, it's been a pleasure to work with Gavin, Karen, Alan, Scott, Deborah, Lorna, and previously Kelly and Stuart. Fused together via a strong set of core values, a commitment to serving the entire borough, and a desire to ensure evidence-based decision-making, I am proud to share that the Alliance team on Ards and North Down Borough Council, we have accomplished many different achievements, whether on local issues of concern or bigger matters. We've led from the front, but we're not complacent. There's so much more to do, whether it's building a shared, open and inclusive future, supporting businesses, standing up for the rule of law, champion open and transparent politics, or protecting the environment. With a bigger team, there's so much more that can be achieved. Becoming the second largest party on Ards and North Down Borough Council is within our grasp, and I am determined that we secure this because the people of Ards and North Down rightly both demand and deserve better. To secure these bigger teams and bigger influence requires new candidates. And thankfully we have many, all I am sure with the same commitment, determination and experience of marathon runners. I am therefore, gives me great pleasure to introduce the first candidate who will speak to you this morning, which is Ross McMullen, who is seeking election to the Ormiston electoral area as part of Belfast City Council. Ross.
I'll probably ruin your analogy by saying that before I was running for council, I was meant to be running a marathon in Manchester in probably a couple of weeks' time, but I quit to do the marathon so I could concentrate on the politics. So maybe next year. Alliance Conference probably seems a weird place for me to start having a childhood therapy session, but I promise that this story I'll tell now relates to why I'm here today. It was 1993, I was 5 years old, and it wasn't just any normal day in P2 with Mrs. Compton at the Mays Primary School just outside Lisburn. It was non-uniform day, and I wore my blue, white and yellow Leeds United jumper. Some of you may know that I'm a Man United fan, so you'll probably ask the question, what happened and why the change? Well, this was the day that changed absolutely everything. The day that I learned that nobody at my school liked Leeds United. No one in my class and no one in the tuck shop queue as they pointed it out and laughed. I was waiting for a bit of an awe there, but I got the awe in my head when I was rehearsing this. After that scarring experience, still embedded in my memory 25 years later, I was all too happy to conform to the two tribes that people belong to, Liverpool or Man United. And so my self-confessed glory hunting days began. Looking back, that was my first lesson on what a tribe was and what belonging to or not belonging to a tribe that everybody else was in. A few years later, I learned a real lesson about tribes. It was 99 and I had started my first year at Coleraine-Inst shortly after my family had moved back from County Wicklow to where my dad was the new minister of a Presbyterian church in Coleraine. I had a Southern Irish accent by that time, and it doesn't take too much imagination to think of the insults that were used in a school that was overwhelmingly Protestant. But whether it's school ground banter about a Leeds United jumper or misplaced sectarianism about a different accent, in Northern Ireland we know how tribes work and their ability to divide. Often the response to diversity is that those in other tribes should be feared and not trusted. But in 2012 I chose to join Alliance. The reason why is sitting around you now, and it was so amazingly demonstrated in the video we just watched, and it's in the panel of candidates to my right, and from those you'll hear in a minute. We are from the most diverse range of backgrounds of any political party in Northern Ireland. Alliance reflects the true diversity of our society, with people from all sorts of backgrounds, all religions and none, all ethnicities, all identities, all tribes. But not only that, we are a microcosm, like a vision, of the Northern Ireland that could be possible if diversity was to be celebrated and not feared. And the formula is well and truly broken, as the past 2 years without government has been seen. It was the courageousness and steadfastness of belief in that vision by Alliance in the face of adversity and threats at the end of 2012 that inspired me to first stand for Ormiston in 2014, alongside Andrew, Laura, and of course, Mervyn. In 2019, standing on their shoulders and the outstanding work of our current councillors, Peter and Shan, I've stepped forward again to put in the hard work that is needed to help achieve a better future for those living in Ormiston and the wider Belfast district. This time, when I am elected as the third Ormiston councillor, I want us to continue our approach that thinks and acts both locally and globally. Nuala fantastically demonstrated what a global Belfast looks like as Lord Mayor. A city that is outward-looking, innovative, excited about the future, to attract and create business and employment opportunities, and as well as to bring more visitors to our city and Northern Ireland. And the panel we just heard from really to emphasise that yet again. One priority for me, perhaps because of my work in international development, I've been in policy and advocacy work for about 6 years. One priority for me is for City Council to celebrate examples of and help encourage the growing number of businesses who are demonstrating social responsibility to tackle issues such as homelessness and poverty, both here and abroad. And central to that thinking and acting both locally and globally, has been and will be, continue to be our responsibility to a sustainable future, a future that respects both people and planet. And this was really clear from our shared list of priorities that will be going into our Belfast City manifesto that we'll be met to discuss on Monday evening as a team of candidates from all over Belfast. It was actually a really exciting vision to see how many of us could be there come May and the things we could achieve together. And to make this possible, to the volunteers who have helped us so far, on behalf of all candidates here today, thank you. It's really just down to you guys and the time that you put in that makes all the difference at election time and when outside of election time, as we've seen in East Belfast. Your time doesn't go unnoticed, and your energy is incredibly, incredibly valued. And I'm sure I won't be the first person probably to say that today. As will be the case in your local area, every minute, every step, every conversation, every leaflet through the door counts. And a greater Alliance voice at City Hall, as it will be at every council, needs our friends, our neighbours, all tribes in Northern Ireland to not only believe in better, but to come together and vote Alliance on the 2nd of May to demand better. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ross. Manchester next year. It's a flat course. It's good. So next up is Patricia O'Lynn, who is seeking election to the Ballymena electoral area for Mid and East Antrim Borough Council.
Madam President, distinguished guests and fellow delegates, I am delighted to be here at the 49th Annual Party Conference, and I am so proud to say that I am running as a candidate in the 2019 local government elections. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Patricia O'Lynn. I am a 29-year-old native of Larne Town, and proudly so. I am a PhD student studying school exclusion at Queen's, a social justice advocate, and an educational inclusion enthusiast. My political career spans only 3 years, but within this short period of time, I have stood in two elections, sat as a member on the executive committee, represented the party at a transatlantic delegation visit to the United States, and visited Rathlin Island more times than I could ever have imagined to respond to casework. I joined the party in September 2016 because I wanted to make a difference, but also because Councillor Kate Nicol is one of the most persuasive women I have well and truly ever met. Picture the scene. I had just arrived home from a summer in America working for Senator John McCain, and I was a participant on the Washington Ireland programme. I had spent 2 months with young leaders from across Ireland debating social issues, meeting business leaders, and learning from one another. I was feeling well and truly enthused about the future, and I was keen to make a positive contribution to Northern Irish society. Despite my enthusiasm, I was still pretty non-committal to any career path at that stage. But my manager offered to set up a visit with a friend from Alliance just to give me some extra information about what way I could take my future. So off I went to meet Kate. 1 hour and an Americano later, I left Queen's Student Union as a fully fledged member of the Alliance Party. If only that was where it ended. My fees were paid in full for the next year, and I had a date in the diary for the first association meeting. Within a matter of weeks, I had been selected as the North Antrim candidate in the Northern Irish Assembly election. I was appearing on TV, being photographed with David Ford and enjoying cups of tea with Naomi Long. And although I always had a niggling suspicion that this was not quite the norm, Kate continued to assure me that all was well and to just keep up the good work. It wasn't until the 2017 general election was called in such quick succession that I started to realise that nothing was ever quite normal in Northern Irish politics. But by that stage in the game, my interest in politics had turned into a passion, and I was well and truly hooked. So thank you, Kate. Looking back, I think it's fair to say that for me, deciding what party to join was really a no-brainer. I had been brought up in a family whose values aligned very strongly with that of the party. The daughter of a social worker and a security guard, I grew up in a small town and went to an all-Catholic primary school and then an all-Catholic grammar. Thankfully, my parents instilled in me the importance of education, valuing and respecting diversity, and engaging with those from different backgrounds. I was always encouraged to get involved with different programmes that placed an emphasis on understanding inclusion, such as Project Children, Youth Action, and our local YMCA. Without my participation in these different initiatives and my engagement with all young people from different diverse backgrounds, my story would have been very different. Being exposed to cross-community youth projects and completing my undergraduate degree gave me a thirst for social justice, and I naturally gravitated towards the community and voluntary sector, where I could enact positive social change through my work with children excluded from school for an organisation called Xterm. Up until this point, and I think it was about 2012, I knew very little about politics, and I had certainly never voted. My family, although committed to the ethos of cross-community work and the vision of a shared future, were not politically engaged, and they placed little faith in our politicians. It was only via my interaction with young people who had been failed by our inadequate and segregated education system that I came to realise how deeply entwined politics was in education, but also all parts of our life. My colleagues and I would work tirelessly to provide education services to excluded young people who, due to their vulnerable position in society, were disenfranchised from the very institutions who were designed to meet their needs. They had become exposed to hopelessness, and they were growing ever more susceptible to the risk of paramilitarism and other social ills that continue to plague any society making a transition from conflict to peace. One of the biggest challenges I faced throughout those early stages of my career was securing sustainable funding that enabled the charity to continue its work. And so my first interaction with the world of politics came about via my role as a lobbyist, where I campaigned for greater educational equality for young people excluded from school on behalf of the Alternative Education Providers Forum. And it was during this time that I began to interact with Alliance representatives and was able to see how hardworking, dedicated, and dignified each of our representatives truly were. And I soon realised that there might be a very different political path for me. Fast forward 7 years, and I took a step forward to join the Alliance Party when I realised that I needed to show leadership and take action by engaging with the political process to enact change for other young people across Northern Ireland. Since then, I have found a real sense of belonging with my political family in North Antrim and others across the wider party in general. I am passionate about enacting change, promoting our beliefs, and spreading our message for the next generation of voters. I have a genuine desire to see a better Northern Ireland, and I believe that working with young people should be at the centre of any vision for a shared future. I want to help all young people access sustainable services, find their political voice, and have an equal opportunity at living in a happy, prosperous, and fulfilling life, regardless of their social background or their belief systems. With that in mind, I made a conscious decision to step forward for local government because I believe that the people of Ballymena, particularly children and young people, deserve better, and I can give them that. Deciding to nominate myself as the Ballymena candidate was a matter of conscience for me. As a whole, North Antrim has one of the highest child poverty rates across the North. Here, disadvantaged young people are less likely to remain in mainstream education and are placed at an increased risk of experiencing homelessness, drug addiction, unemployment, and criminality. Yet their experiences continue to go unignored and their voices unheard. I made the decision to step forward for local government because this is my home, and I believe that young people and all people of Ballymena in general deserve better, and I know that I can give them that. Through Alliance representation at local government, we can create better services, targeted interventions, holistic approaches to developing an integrated, shared and inclusive Ballymena. And I am already working towards this shared future in North Antrim, addressing concerns for everyone. Earlier this year, the team and I surveyed over 5,000 residents in Ballymena to figure out how best we can meet their needs. Most shockingly, the single biggest issue that residents have identified has not been education, it's not been health, and it has not been the collapse of Stormont. It has been fear. Fear of an uncertain future, fear of a post-Brexit Northern Ireland, fear of sectarian violence, unemployment, antisocial behaviour, paramilitarism, and the list could go on and on. When I speak with residents, they tell me over and over again that Brexit, the political stalemate, and the growing leadership void are all to blame. The people of Ballymena are crying out for positive political leadership. They want better, they deserve better, and I am standing forward in this election because I will demand better. Enough is enough. It's time to move on from the political stalemate and to get things done. I am standing forward in this election because, just like the residents of Ballymena, I am focused on what really matters. Better health, better education, high quality leisure, safer neighbourhoods, and healing the divisions of the past to create a more prosperous, fair and shared society. Now, more than ever, Northern Ireland needs solutions and not problems. We owe it to our young people to make sure that they have an opportunity to live in a better society that caters to the needs of all people and not just a select few. If, or should I say when, I am elected, I will work for all of Ballymena and ensure that all voices are heard. I know this election is going to be tough. I know it's going to be hard work, and I know that we have a fight on our hands. But I am passionate, enthusiastic, and determined to push things to the next level. I am certain that I can do this. I have the ability, knowledge, and necessary skill set to be an effective councillor, and I will be an effective councillor. I am serious about promoting Alliance's values, vision, and beliefs. And I will seek serious solutions, create positive pathways, and showcase the positive, progressive, and pro-European Ballymena that I know and love. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Next up is Vicky McCauley, who is seeking election to the airport electoral area for Antrim and Newton Abbey Borough Council. Vicky.
Good morning, thank you. My name is Vicky McCauley and I'm the candidate for the airport DEA. So a little bit about me. I'm a mum of three, the youngest is just 3 months old, somewhere here today, hopefully peacefully sleeping. This speech was written somewhere between school runs, feeds and nappy changes. So I'm an A&E doctor, I'm a part-time law student, and in my spare time, which I don't have much of when not campaigning, I also volunteer with Women's Aid. Disclaimer here, this is far more scarier than running a recess room. As you can probably tell from my accent, I'm English, I'm originally from Northamptonshire, I studied in Liverpool and moved to Northern Ireland in 2003. I had early experience of politics growing up. My mum was a Labour councillor, and I remember tagging along, delivering leaflets and canvassing with her. As I'm sure you can imagine, after moving here, it took me quite a long time to understand the political system. So about 15 years maybe, and it's still a work in progress. As an English person living in Northern Ireland, Alliance, being a liberal and inclusive party, is the only party to represent me and my values. It was becoming a parent that first inspired me to get involved in politics when issues suddenly became more relevant and personal to me. In 2014, after becoming foster parents and then subsequent guardians to our eldest child, we were given 2 weeks to find him a school. With no previous experience of the education system here, this was a bit of a challenge. It was a no-brainer to us to pick an integrated education for our children. We picked a fantastic school, Glengormley Integrated Primary School, and it has exceeded all of our expectations. I believe integrated education is the key to the future of all of our children. In 2015, after having a daughter, I became much more aware of equality issues, especially women's rights. I saw the great work Alliance representatives were doing on these issues, and this led me to join the party in 2016. It is my children that motivate me every day to keep working for a better future. I want my children to grow up in a progressive, diverse, and respectful society. Whilst writing this speech, I recall a conversation I had a few years ago with one of the founder members. She told me that when the party was first formed, they really believed that it was going to be the answers to all of the problems in Northern Ireland. Well, I believe this still stands today. Alliance is still the answer, and Alliance has the answers to unlocking our political system. If I'm totally honest, when I first joined the party, I had no intention of ever standing for election. I was more than happy to help out behind the scenes, but didn't see myself as a potential candidate. However, that's a big however, I was asked to consider putting myself forward, it's fair to say on more than one occasion, thanks David Ford. And after saying no a few times, I eventually said, what do I need to do? In making the decision, I thought about some of the transferable skills I have from my 15 years in medicine. I attended a council meeting and I realised that I could do the job and I could do it well. And that really inspired me to carry on and give it a go. So I thought, why not? And here I am today. So I believe that councils require far more diversity in their elected members. Councils must reflect society in order to effectively provide for them. If elected, as a people person, my priorities will be to promote happier, healthier, and safer communities. I will continue to support the local community groups, which perform such a vital role that often goes unrecognised. I will support investment in leisure facilities, parks, play parks, and shared spaces. And by improving and utilising these outdoor spaces, this will have the added effect of reducing antisocial behaviour in these areas. I'm also the owner of 4 dogs, as if I'm not busy enough. And I would love to see more dog-friendly places and dedicated dog areas within parks. I want to support and promote a breastfeeding policy for all staff and visitors in council facilities. This will focus on education, awareness, and support and protection from discrimination. I want to support the borough in its domestic violence strategy with the aim of achieving safe community status through the Onus Workplace Charter. So there's lots of work to be done, and with the aid of a fantastic Antrim and Newton Abbey campaign team, I am more than ready for the challenge ahead. And I'm positive that this is indeed the time for change. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vicky. Our next, we're going to change the panel. So we've got 4 more candidates who are going to come up. And next up is Stephen Donnelly, and he is our very own man from West Tyrone, who is standing in the Uma electoral area for Fermanagh and Uma District Council.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is the first chance that I have had to address party conference since the West Tyrone by-election took place in May last year. And I really want to take this opportunity to say thank you to the many volunteers and party activists from right across the country who invested so much time and so much energy knocking on doors and talking to people in Strabane, in Uma, and further afield across the West Tyrone constituency. In doing so, while the backdrop of the by-election was one of division and pessimism, you brought to thousands of doorsteps across West Tyrone a vision of hope, of aspiration, and of optimism. That hard work and authentic Alliance vision was subsequently rewarded with the strongest Alliance result that has ever been pulled in the history of the West Tyrone constituency. It is with that solid bedrock of consistently growing support that I am honoured to have been selected as the Alliance Party candidate for Uma Town in the forthcoming election. It goes without saying that I am proud to have been given this opportunity to try and make this historic breakthrough happen for our party, in the place that has shaped me and has been a part of my life ever since I was born. Oma is a small part of the world, but it has a lot to offer. Our local music scene is bustling with creativity and dynamism as we have up-and-coming artists and bands doing everything from traditional Irish to alternative punk. We punch above our weight when it comes to arts and theatre, and that's very much demonstrated by the sheer depth of the talent that has emerged in recent years from Hazel Wan Theatre School and has gone on to achieve extraordinary things. And as a diverse shared community, Oma is a textbook example of what a tolerant, inclusive town at peace with its different strands looks like, not least in terms of those who come from different parts of the world, such as Poland and China, and have chosen to make our little hometown their home. But for anyone who has grown up in Oma, we know that while we have so much to be proud of, equally there are huge challenges that we need to face on. While we are open for business, too often too many people are locked in with a choice between a limited hours contract and another limited hours contract, stifling their capacity to be able to plan for the future. I should know that was my life until 2 months ago. While we are a community that has an abundance to offer, we have been left isolated and cut off as a result of insufficient investment in transport and road infrastructure. While we are a town that is open and outward looking, we are being torn out of the European Union against our will. And while we do our best to look out for one another, our schools now face mental health challenges to such an extent that it has meant, as Drumrah Principal Nigel Friff has already identified, that teachers have gone from professionalism into heroism to cope with the pressure of protecting the welfare of their pupils. In the face of such mammoth challenges, it can be quite easy to feel powerless and to fall back into a sense of apathy. Believe me, having knocked all those doors during the by-election and having knocked so many doors since, I've come across it every day. People who quite simply have just given up. But it is precisely because of the scale of our problems that it now is more important than ever that we fight for what is right. Stormont may not be sitting and Westminster might be paralysed, but local government is still working, and I am determined to be a positive influence and a driver of positive change in my community. The people, especially those who are from places like Oma, who currently do not have any alliance representation whatsoever, they will be entitled to ask the question, well, why alliance? And I want to say this. I am alliance because I believe in openness and transparency, and that if we want to rebuild public faith in politics, then we need to fix politics first. I am alliance because institutional segregation is a failed experiment that should have been binned long ago. I am alliance because I believe in building a fair society with opportunity for all, no matter what side of the river band that you are born on. I am alliance because we don't do tribal pacts or half-baked partnerships. We stand by our own liberal values, and we stand by the people who rely on us to stand up against the extremes. I am alliance because if you live in the likes of Cannondale, Gallows Hill, or O'Kane Park, you will be meeting us for the first time in the next couple of months, because we are on the ground, working hard all year long. If elected to Fermanagh and Oma District Council, I will work every single day to put these values into practice so that I can change the lives of people in my community for the better. But there is only one way that that is going to happen. People need to shake off the cobwebs of apathy, get down to that polling station and vote Alliance on May 2nd. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce Connie Egan, who's the candidate for the Bangor West electoral area in the best council area by far, which is Ards and North Down Borough Council. Connie.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And thank you, Sharon, for putting me on after probably one of the best speakers we have in the party. Well done, Stephen. It's going to be a tough one to follow. But for those of you who don't know me, my name is Connie Egan. And as Andrew said, I'm seeking election this May for Bangor West DEA in Ards and North Down. I'm from Bangor. I've lived there all my life. I was brought up in the area, and it's an area where the political views have been dominated by conservatism and unionism. However, as I grew up, I became more educated, I became more interested in politics, especially local politics. I felt that our area had been failed by the unionist politicians who were supposedly there to represent me. I soon realised that the politics of the future in Northern Ireland is not orange and green. That's why I joined Alliance, and I now want to contribute to my local community, providing them with a progressive representative. My vision for Bangor West is Alliance's vision, to showcase what I know is at its heart, a welcoming, inclusive and vibrant area, open to everybody who wants to call it home. While politics in Northern Ireland has recently seen deadlock, division and delay, I want to see our society work towards becoming a truly united community. To do that, I believe that things must begin at a local level. Supporting initiatives to develop community relations, showing leadership when tackling divisive issues, and ensuring politics works for everyone. That's what I want to do if I'm elected as a councillor in May. That's not to say that there are not impressive, progressive, and very capable councillors on Ards and North Down Borough Council already. I have been so impressed with the achievement of my local Alliance team, despite working in a unionist-dominated environment. They have been champions of openness and transparency, leading the way on LGBT and women's issues, and ensuring the inclusion of young people in local politics. That's something that I want to be a part of and want to contribute to. I want to be a progressive voice on a council that is extremely underrepresentative of women, the LGBT community, religious and ethnic minorities, and people with disabilities. I have lived in the DEA all my life. It's where I grew up, it's where I was educated, and it's where I've worked. I see such potential, not just in Bangor West, but in the entire borough, which I feel other parties in local government have often tried to hold back. I feel it's so important to be invested in your local community. I want to use my position to help protect our natural environment. We have the amazing coastline of Belfast Lough in my DEA, which needs to be protected. I grew up enjoying time along this coastline with my family and friends, walking into town, swimming in the sea, or spending time at the beach. And I'm really passionate about conserving the natural beauty of the area, and also to use it to promote Bangor as one of the best kept towns and put it back on the map as the top tourist destination in Northern Ireland. Worryingly, research shows that we have only 12 years to avoid a climate catastrophe, ruining our natural environment. I want our council to be carbon neutral, plastic free, and I want to make it even easier for residents to recycle. If elected as councillor, I want to use my voice to advocate for issues that matter to me. Every day in my role working as a constituency officer, I see people who are struggling with the welfare system, who are homeless, who need food bank vouchers, or who have been failed by our health system. Working in this role has been an eye-opener about how, as a society, we treat those who are worst off. It can and it needs to be better. I want to become a voice for those people. I want to have a role in changing policy which isn't providing for those who need it. The most rewarding part of my job, and no doubt the most rewarding part of being a counsellor, is when you help someone and really make a positive difference in their life. As an Alliance councillor, I would be a voice for everyone in the borough, championing inclusion, a welcoming society and diversity on a council which just does not reflect the diversity of the area. Providing a progressive voice on a council that is lacking. The achievements made in the borough haven't been without hard work. Even a small symbol of support for the LGBT community, lighting up Ards Town Hall one day in rainbow colours for pride, was not without criticism and blatant homophobia from some other representatives. Our team in Ards and North Down have clear commitments to making the borough
a welcoming place where diversity is celebrated, such as requiring the council to take part in the Stonewall Diversity Champion Employers Programme. I want to be part of some of the fantastic work that our councillors are already a part of. For example, Gavin Walker has led the way in setting up a youth council in our borough to ensure that young people's voices are heard at a local level. We also want to ensure that we work towards a council that is representative of the diversity of the borough that I see every day, to increase the representation of women, ethnic minorities and people with disabilities in local government, ensuring their voices are heard. I think the most important role of someone in politics is to help people and make a positive difference in their lives. That's what I already do working in Chris Little's constituency office and what I want to use my role as a councillor to do. In Bangor West, we've focused on issues that really matter to local people, and so far the response has been absolutely incredible. Recently on social media, I had one of our lovely trolls comment that other politicians were focusing on Brexit and important issues, and we were just focused about cars parked on a street. Well, sometimes it really is the issues on your front door which matter most to you. I had one phone call from a woman who uses a wheelchair. Each weekday, she's forced onto the road as her wheelchair won't fit past parked cars on the pavement. And she was so grateful that someone was taking the issue seriously and committed to tackling it. To me, that's not just what local politics, but all politics should be about. If I'm elected as a Lands Councillor, I want to work on some of the key pledges we are making in our Ards and North Down manifesto. One of those which I'm particularly interested in advocating is our Keep It Here strategy, to encourage young people who study and gain experience elsewhere to ultimately return to invest their knowledge and enthusiasm in our borough. I believe Northern Ireland has a future which is bright and positive, far from the troubles of the past. Our brightest and best don't have to leave Northern Ireland to have their dream job and live in a liberal society. With Alliance's vision, they can have it here. And that's why I want to be a councillor.
Thank you, Connie. Our penultimate speaker is Councillor Andy McMurray. He's a fellow runner, so I hold him in high esteem. He's also already a councillor in Newry, Mourne and Down District Council, and he'll be seeking election to the Mourne's District Electoral Area, and he's next up.
Hello, conference. I've been stepping forward since I was about 17, although it took me about another 17 years before I formalised it into the Alliance Party. It started when I got bucked out of the DUP Craigie Road office one spring afternoon in 98 when I was asking them what the alternative to the Good Friday Agreement was. So I guess that was my first foray into Northern Irish political discourse. Fast forward another 17 years and I decided I wanted to join the Alliance Party. So I like to recall this anecdote to the DUP members who brandish copies of the agreement in council meetings. I undertook a degree in politics at Nottingham Trent University, and I'm not going to lie, the 3 years left me with a few battle scars, so I tried to convince myself I wasn't political, which hasn't really worked out, as you can tell. And after about 10 years of convalescence, I found myself shouting more and more at the TV or radio, and I wanted to make a difference by trying to speak, not to shout, to people outside of my own echo chamber. Although within a matter of months of joining the Alliance in 2016, the Big Island voted to leave the EU, I was co-opted on the council, Stormont collapsed, and I've stood as a Westminster candidate. I'm not sure if it was me or the political establishment that got more than the bargain for on my entry into politics. I don't have a road to Damascus experience as to why I joined the Alliance Party, but Alliance is the only party that best represents the values of reconciliation, tolerance and social justice that matter to me. I'm sure every other party would also lay claim to these values, but as the line out of Fight Club goes, sticking feathers up your butt and does not make you a chicken. Alliance leads... Alliance leads through dialogue. We have seen the active role our party leadership has taken in arranging talks surrounding the re-establishment of the Assembly. By having the difficult conversations with other parties is how I want to manifest my contribution to reconciling this country. Alliance leads by taking stances that will not endear us to everyone, but will help move society forward. This is through creating structures within our society that will provide shelter for some, and though not everyone will require the shelter, will not cast a dominating shadow over others. We have continually taken an approach to the naming of local sites and facilities, which is mindful of the need to include and welcome everyone in society. Alliance draws a lot of comment in relation to its constitutional position. You're not unionist or Republican enough. It then follows that we are simply centrist or moderates. I can't get my head around this. I grew up 3 miles away just off the Craigie Road. I now live in Castle Wellen, two places which are diametric opposite of each other politically. If I had taken a centrist position, I would have aligned myself with the dominant political culture of the area in which I lived in. I'm not a centrist or a moderate. I just don't want to be confined by the traditional lines of demarcation which this society imposes upon us. The opportunity to serve as a councillor has been immensely rewarding and very humbling. Very often it's signposting concerned constituents to the appropriate external agencies, which can help to address their very specific concerns. Signposting people who are experiencing issues created through welfare reform. Individuals who, having been in a receipt of the social security of which we can avail, are finding the financial independence which this provides being stripped away. It's not a result of improvements of their physical or mental health. Rather, it's a result in a change of government policy, an extension of the hostile environment to those who need a caring environment the most. It is also rewarding seeing practical jobs carried out, such as footpaths cleared or traffic islands lowered. Within council, it might be setting up meetings with council officers. A large project I'm working on at the minute is regarding a Heritage Lotteries Fund application for Castle Wellen Arboretum, which to undergo large redevelopment. Everyone in this part of the world represents a community, and I'm no different. I'm an outdoor pursuit instructor. Outdoor heads are my community, and I want to continue to represent them within our area. On Monday's council meeting, I'm bringing forward a motion encouraging cycling in the district, and I also want to ensure that the Newcastle to Cumber Greenway also continues to be progressed through council. As an alliance grouping, we're also bringing forward a motion on fossil fuel divestment, practical, tangible motions which will give direction to council in helping to ensure our environment is protected not only locally, but also making a difference nationally and worldwide. There are quite large social issues coming down the road within Newry Morningdown. Housing is one of these. Average wages are 6% lower, yet average house prices are 2% higher. When this is coupled with, since the right to buy was established, 70% of housing stock has been sold off. However, of this, 40% is now rented back through private ownership. People in South Down are experiencing a democratic deficit. We have no functioning assembly, and South Down is an abstentionist MP. In order to try and counter this, I've brought in motions covering a people's vote, as well as organising public conversations about the implications of Brexit and putting forward Alliance policy on this issue. I hope to be elected in May. I have seen the difference made by stepping forward, but it doesn't happen and it won't happen again without the hard work of party members and activists, which I'm very thankful for. That is true of every DEA. So I want to thank all those who have stepped forward before to put us in this position and who are stepping, continue to step forward now. Thank you, conference.
Thank you, Andy. Last, but by no means least, is Michelle Guy, who's standing for election in the Castlereagh South electoral area for Lisburn and Castlereagh City Council.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Michelle Guy, and I'm standing for election in Castlereagh South along with Saoirse Eastwood. It's a long time since I've done anything like this, and I am suddenly aware that I have a tendency to go red. So if you see like a red hue going up my face, do not be alarmed. It's lovely and a bit surreal to be here because I honestly never envisaged being a candidate. In fact, I believe the exact reaction when it was first suggested to me was to go, huh? And then I'm pretty sure I kind of glanced over my shoulder to see who they were actually talking to. But a number of things came together and I found myself asking the question, why not me? The first thing to change my mind was the fact that the two sitting alliance councillors in my area defected from the party and effectively gave my vote and the votes of all other Alliance supporters in my area to the DUP. So I felt very compelled to put right that wrong. Alliance voters should have Alliance representation. The second thing was honestly a health scare. There's nothing quite like a doctor telling you you have a mass the size of a melon, but he doesn't quite know what it is, to focus your mind on regrets. And I sincerely regretted not doing more for this party. So I said yes. And to be honest, I have loved every moment of it. Well, almost every moment. Knocking doors and getting to know people in my community, and more than that, getting to help people, has been just wonderful and so, so energising. And now I have this vision for Castlereagh South. I see play parks, community facilities and leisure facilities, infrastructure to match the massive amount of residential development planned for my area. I see progress on issues such as speeding and road safety across Castlereagh South. I see community groups, the council and police coming together to tackle the growing problem of graffiti, antisocial behaviour and break-ins in the area. And I would love to see wonderful council subsidised schemes such as the summer scheme they do in Loch Moss every year expanded so it would benefit more working families in the area. So the thing tying all of this together is ultimately my belief in what the Alliance Party stands for. And this is the bit that I am most nervous to say out loud. This is stuff that's been in my head and in my heart for a long time, so be kind. So I turned 40 this year. That does not need a round of applause. So I'm old enough to have grown up with the Troubles, but I'm young enough to have fully witnessed the transformation of this place under the Good Friday Agreement. I remain forever grateful to everyone who helped broker that deal, and in particular what I would refer to as the conflict parties, those representing either side of our conflict, who were able to put aside their very real differences to bring about the peace we enjoy today. We couldn't have done it without them, but we can't make any more progress with them. The conflict parties can take us no further forward. This is evidenced starkly by the fact that we haven't had a government here in over 2 years. The current stalemate at Stormont is entirely attributable to the two most extremes of those conflict parties, the DUP and Sinn Féin. Hear, hear. And the "and" in that statement is really important, because I, like many in this room, see the DUP and Sinn Féin and the smaller conflict parties as two sides of the same coin. It doesn't matter which side you pick, because as I see it, at the end of the day, the binary choice that faces voters in Northern Ireland is not orange versus green, but conflict versus progress. The people of Northern Ireland in 1998 voted for peace. In 2019, we have to vote for progress. Alliance can deliver that progress. And if, like me, you were witness to the transformation of this place after 1998, just imagine, I mean, actually imagine what we could do if the majority of people in Northern Ireland actually voted to move past our conflict. And I know that there is work to be done to convince people to join this cause. But I know, I can actually feel it in my bones, not only can we do it, I believe that we will do it. So that's my 5 minutes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Vicky. We now have about 10 minutes for sort of questions and answers before we move on to our deputy leader's speech. Obviously, we've got a panel of seven. We couldn't fit them all at the front, so the other panellists are in the front row and they'll be able to answer some of the questions. And one of the first questions that came through, and we'll see who's interested in answering this First is, how will you further alliance values at council level? Is there any takers for the first question?
I mean, I was part of a panel meeting there a while ago. Difficult conversations, and I really do think that's where alliance. That's how I mean, I referenced in the speech, but it's putting ourselves in places where we have those difficult conversations, because I think, you know, as a reference in this, you know, just because we're neither unionist nor nationalist or whatever, it doesn't mean we can't have an opinion. It doesn't mean we can challenge those narratives that become dominant in those areas. So I think it's having those conversations in respectful manners to both parties. And, you know, even if it three conversations it moves them forward an inch, then that's worthwhile. That has to be worthwhile. And that's how I see my role as an alliance councillor, is having the conversations with other parties, with people on the doorstep, and just trying to step forward as we keep on referencing.
Is there anyone else from the panel? I think there's going to be a Roman mic as well for the ones that are in the front row as well.
Sorry, is this thing on? Is this on? Yeah. I suppose, from my perspective, the one thing that I've always understood about OMA is the fact that although it has always had, at an electoral level, a particular political makeup, it has always been unrepresented in the sense that there has always been a large section of the people in OMA who are centre ground, are people who believe in liberal values in a progressive society. And it is for that reason that us winning in OMA in this election is such a crucial step forward that we have to make, because otherwise we are going to have another 5 years where those values, those ideals, and that kind of vision, that radical vision for change and for transformation of the kind of relationships that we want to see in this society, we need to grasp that opportunity.
Anyone else?
I think for me, in my area, it's not even so much about promoting alliance values, it'll be about defending them. I'm already in a very mixed area, and it's great, and I cherish that. So especially with the context of our former colleagues, it's really important that we get two seats there again so we maintain that really strong alliance voice in my area. So that's kind of my...
Next question is, how can we bring communities together? Does any of the right panellists here in the front row want to have a go at that one? No? Anyone else need to come?
I would say that one of the things that I've been most proud of since I became an alliance activist whenever I was 16, I think, has been the fact that our party, until we became active all those years ago, there was nobody in our area that was talking about the issue of integrated education. So whenever I was at school, one of the acts that politicised me initially was the decision of John O'Dowd to block the expansion of Drumry Integrated College, and that was something that had a huge impact on me as a young person. And one of the things that I was really proud of is the fact that Alliance was the only, and I mean the only political party, especially of the big five, that were willing to actually talk about that issue in our area. And that's an issue that I'm still going to be pursuing in an elected capacity, making sure that people in OMA, but indeed right across from Anna and OMA, if they wish to have the opportunity to be able to send their kids to integrated schools or to integrated leisure facilities or whatever that may be, but they have the opportunity and the right to be able to do that, because that is crucial for a shared future.
Anyone else?
What I think is really important in bringing communities together is, first of all, obviously electing more alliance councillors on the ground in local areas, but also using those councillors and those alliance reps to show leadership. I think that is so important. We need to show people that there's an alternative to the politics of fear and division and to the divisive society that they live in. We need alliance reps to promote things like shared housing schemes and stand up and make those big decisions and tackle those difficult decisions which cause division. We also need alliance reps to promote integrated education. As Stephen said, alliance have always led the way in this issue, and it is the most important way that we will bring communities together, and not just bring them together, we will create one community with integrated education. It's so important. I think the statistics are roughly nearly 70% of parents support integrated education, but currently in Northern Ireland we've only got 7% of pupils in that. That is a huge difference, and that needs to be addressed. That will create a united community where kids learn together rather than creating a divisive community. And I think showing leadership and using Alliance reps to use their voice to promote those values is what will really bring the communities together.
Does anyone else contribute? Yeah, Ross? Patricia? Good. Ross? Yeah. Have a go. Yeah, jump up here, come on.
I've got a promotion. I actually think one of the big things actually has been sort of interconnected transport. And I haven't actually yet taken the glider from Ballyhack across into West. But I think that is sort of, for example, you know, trying to break down the barriers, I guess, from a transport perspective for people to visit other areas, and it's quite easy just to jump on and that's it. So I know obviously there's a future plans for the BRT to run from north to south, and I think those sort of things are really important. I think it's just breaking down the cross-town traffic kind of difficulties and actually just increasing familiarity with our own areas, in inverted commas, and actually sort of taking a wider city approach rather than just taking a neighbourhood approach. So from a Belfast perspective, I think that's something I'd be really keen to kind of make sure that takes place.
The next question, which is probably quite easy, is what can Alliance councillors do that others can't? Who wants to have a go at that one? Andy?
I think it comes down to just having those conversations. I think it sort of puts people off kilter whenever you're Alliance and you're making points that are busy made through evidence-based and practical, pragmatic points, rather than the traditional lines which we sort of seem to fall into. And it doesn't. I mean, it comes with a degree of risk. You know, you do find yourselves alienated from certain people very, very quickly. But as long as you're truthful and honest and maintain that integrity, people, while they'll oppose you in the chamber, they'll get your. They usually understand your position outside of it. And again, it's those small incremental gains, which is going to be so important to driving this society forward.
Anyone else from the panel?
I think what we can do other people can't is that we don't have a base that we have to rally that's on either side of the kind of orange-green. So we're kind of free to do whatever needs to be done. So we can just sort of get stuck in here and kind of leads on from the first question there, previous one, about bringing communities together. There's no fear when you're talking to someone from Alliance. There's no kind of sense that if I'm seen with them, then I'm not sticking up for my side. So I think that's really liberating for us, and it means we can just sort of get throw yourself into any issue. There's nothing really prohibiting us from getting involved with much in your community, and I think that's really positive.
The next question is, how important is shared future-proofing of the policy decisions within the council? Does anyone want to have a go at that one?
Andrew, could I perhaps answer that one down here?
Yes, sorry.
just as a sitting councillor, I thought I might answer that. I think it's really beneficial, first and foremost, when it comes to funding. We have massive amounts of money that we give out to local communities within all of our council areas. And if we were to shared future-proof any decision that we made in council, would actually be integral to seeing that those decisions that we're making, that money is going out to shared communities. It's not actually carve-ups. It's not closed-door decisions. It's open, it's transparent decision-making. It's ensuring that any funding that we decide and agree to any particular group is not going to inhibit or create barriers to actual learning, to integration, and the promotion of shared future values. It's something that we have been doing at Belfast City Council. We want to see more openness and transparency when it comes to our funding, but unfortunately it's something that the DUP and Sinn Féin play up to, these political carve-ups. But if we had this mechanism, it actually stops that before it even starts. It makes sure that any decisions that we make goes out to the entirety of the communities, and any political carve-ups when it comes to funding ends now.
There's one that leads on after this, which is how important is openness and transparency. Does anyone want to try that one? Yeah, Connor. Yeah.
No, I'd really like to answer that one, especially in the context of where I'm seeking election in Ardswood North Down Borough Council. Alliance are the only party to champion openness and transparency in the borough. I feel the first time I actually thought to myself, I can do this, I can be a councillor, was when I went to one of the meetings of the council. I can honestly say that the way the DUP behave is nothing short of absolutely atrocious. The disrespect they show, their rudeness is just absolutely horrific. As my representatives at a council level, I felt they showed complete contempt for me as a constituent. I think openness and transparency makes politics accessible for everybody. I think Alliance champion that because we're proud of our record, because we don't want to hide it away. We want to show that what we're doing is the right decision. It's evidence-based policy. We don't have anything to hide. I think if we make council meetings more accessible, the way it is in Belfast City, it's fantastic that you can log on and live stream a council. I think the parties that resist that, it says a lot more about them, about why they don't want that and why they don't want their voters to see what they're doing and saying.
Yeah, completely agree with what's just been said. Openness and transparency is vital, really, in gaining. It's the confidence of the electorate that we need to gain. You only have to look at the RHI debacle, no minutes of meetings, etc. I think recording of council meetings, live streaming, yes, some people might not be comfortable with it, but it has to be done. That's the only way people need to become confident and know that what we're doing is right.
Thank you. Does anyone else want to contribute to the world of openness and transparency? Well, I just want to thank all our panellists for taking part here today, and we're also looking forward to the election campaign. It's a little over 8 weeks away, so I'm looking forward to seeing you all out knocking doors on every Saturday and evening coming up. Thank you very much.